I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From the Financial Times in London, this is Hard Currency. I'm Katie Martin, and I'm happy to say I'm joined by Silvia Ardania from Goldman Sachs to try and help us make sense of some pretty seismic shifts in global currency markets at the moment. It's really not for the faint-hearted out there with the dollar on a startling bull run. This is all down to Trump, of course. Silvia, what do you make of it? Is this built on sand, or is the macroeconomic backdrop enough to support it?
First of all, let me thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure. This is a fantastic question, and I think the answer that we have tried to give in the entire year is that macro is pretty sound in the US. And so this bull run for the dollar, I think, is on more solid foot, not because of the election's result, but because the fundamentals of the US economy being quite strong. I mean, we see an economy that is growing above potential, so 2% kind of like real growth in the past couple of years. And we have inflation pretty close to the policy target of 2%. So what's more puzzling for us was the negative sentiment that the market had relative to the US economy, and the fact that the market was pricing very little in Fed tightening for this year, but for the next 2 years.
Forever.
Still, if you look, there has been obviously a sizable repricing. And one reason why we think that the rally may continue is because for us, still the market is not pricing much. So if you really look at the Fed's fund future out to 2019, we are still pricing, you know, Fed's fund at around 1.7%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after this hike that we all expect by December, then there is more or less one hike and half priced in for 17 and 18. And we still think it's way too little.
I mean, how many do you think we could be looking at?
Well, our economists are forecasting 3 hikes in 2017 and 4 hikes in 2018. But for the dollar, I would say that even if you don't want to believe such a strong tightening cycle, still somewhere in between what, you know, we forecast and what the market is pricing would be good enough to support the currency up.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen notes from investment houses talking about 4 rate hikes next year. If they'd said this 6 months ago, we'd have told them to have a nice sit down and a cup of tea. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, what is it about Donald Trump that has enabled the fiscal picture and the monetary picture to suddenly link up? Because if, as you're saying, the macro has always been there for this move to happen in the dollar, what is it about the Donald that suddenly made it happen in real life?
I think there was a narrative in markets that, you know, monetary policy was running out of ammunition and it was not sufficient to generate inflation, and that more fiscal policy was basically, you know, welcomed to try to boost both growth and investment. This has been something that has been advocated by the Fed, by the IMF, by many, you know, by academic economists for the US, for Europe. I mean, Larry Summers spoke a lot about, you know, infrastructure investment. So I think the market saw in, you know, the proposals that President Trump has, both on the tax side and on the infrastructure investment side, as a change relative to the past, where finally you get, you know, fiscal policy becoming supportive. Now, I think there is another, I mean, we have done a lot of research as a house trying to assess what is the impact that these policies have on growth. And if you put, you know, both the tax policy, the infrastructure spending, the potentials for tariffs and trade controls, trade barriers, it's not clear how big the stimulus is going to be relative to the growth outlook, but certainly we find that the direction for inflation is moving along toward higher inflation.
Yeah, we're all about direction rather than details at this point, aren't we? But one of, in fact, the top trade that Goldman has got out for next year is to buy dollars against euro and sterling. I mean, you seem to have some really strong conviction behind this, but is it just the major currencies? What's the impact on emerging market currencies?
Certainly, the market has repriced emerging market currencies sizably also in this, past few weeks. Our house view is that luckily this time, fundamentals of emerging markets are also more solid than they were, for example, during the taper tantrum. So the emerging market team has done quite a lot of research work to show that there has been adjustment in the current account in several places. So deficits are lower, inflation is also, under control many more places. So this should make some emerging markets more resilient. Obviously, valuations are less compelling than they were a year ago to go along these countries. But again, we are more of the view that there are the good carry story, the good, fundamental stories, and others are less so.
I guess the problem is, if you are Donald Trump, and there's only one Donald Trump, but if you are Donald Trump, you've significantly weakened, for example, the Mexican peso. You've weakened the currencies of countries that would very much like to compete with the US for exports. Is this going to be self-defeating for the grand plan?
That's a very interesting question. And certainly when you weaken the currencies of emerging markets, or when you make the dollar stronger through other policies, you're going to have an impact on export, which is negative. And so in some way goes against, the idea of strengthening, manufacturing or making exports big again. But it's also important to remember that the U.S. at the end of the day is a, large closed economy. So the domestic, what's going on in the domestic market matters much more than export. If you go back to the big dollar rally that we had in 2014 and 2015, we saw the currency appreciating 14-15% in trade-weighted terms. And still we think that exports subtracting to growth more or less half percentage point of GDP. So if we make up this hole through in export via higher investment in the domestic economy or stronger consumption, the consequences might not be as negative as one might think a priori.
But to the extent that we are dealing with something of an unknown quantity in Donald Trump and his new administration, what are the chances you think that the dollar move overshoots and that he tries to push back at it?
Well, overshooting in FX is not uncommon, let me put it this way. So the chances that there is an overshoot is, I think, endogenous to the asset class. What are the chances that the president tried to speak to moderate the appreciation? Honestly, I have no view on that. What I would say that, I think for the outlook of the dollar, the monetary policy stance and the direction that the Fed will give, I think should be more important and more relevant than comments from the president.
You never know, though. Hold on to your hats. That's all we've got time for, Sylvia. Thank you. Do stay on top of markets coverage from the FT on ft.com/markets.